It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I said when we started this morning, we could have done 4 hours on, first of all, you talk about great quarterback play. The Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson might be the best we see all season long. It was that good. Let's start with the good.
Oh, four touchdown passes each. Two great games from those teams. We always look at the rivalries in the NFL, which one's the best. Right now, it's hard to argue that there's a better rivalry than the Bengals and the Ravens. We can only be so lucky that they'd get together a third time in the postseason. However, losing last night make that road a little bit harder for the Bengals. They're going to have to go 5-2 as a practical matter down the stretch to get in.
Well, let's talk about the other part. And I knew once again, for a second straight week, let's talk about two-point conversion, just the two-point conversion. Did you agree with the decision, or would you have just kicked the extra point in that situation?
Well, there are actually three instances that have happened since Sunday, because in the Patriots-Titans game, a game that no one probably paid any attention to. I only noticed it because it was on the wall of TV screens at NBC. But the Patriots scored a touchdown with no time on the clock, creating the clear, obvious, binary, up or down, go for two and win, go for one and go to overtime, because nothing happens in regulation after that. On Monday night, when the Buccaneers didn't go for two, the point I made was, hey, if they get it, Patrick Mahomes is getting the ball back with 27 seconds and three timeouts. We've already seen him in a playoff game against the Bills get in field goal range with 13 seconds right on the clock. You can't overlook how the mindset would have changed for the Chiefs if they were down on that last drive. And I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. And last night, similarly, there were 38 seconds left. That never gets discussed. I think we all want to witness that exciting moment of a team going for two because, hey, if they don't get it, we just turn off our TVs. We don't have to live with the aftermath of it. But what would have happened is the Ravens would have gotten the ball back and they would have had a chance to get in range for a potential game-winning field goal. Now, Justin Tucker isn't as good as he used to be,
no.
So it may have been a tougher proposition than for the Chiefs on Monday night. But I think that's the one thing that gets overlooked in all of this. And also, Joe, I don't know what the Bengals were doing. They had Ja'Marr Chase one-on-one on the left side. We broke that play down today on PFT Live. Joe Burrow didn't even look his way. He didn't even look there. You're going to throw a pass at the goal line to Tanner Hudson when all you got to do, Ja'Marr Chase has three touchdowns and 264 receiving yards in that game. You put that ball up there and it's one-on-one, chances are he is going to catch that ball because he wants to put the exclamation point on one of the best games of his career.
Well, now the other part, it's a great game. Everything's great. And then they go back and show the play, and we got Gesicki getting held on the play by a defender. We get a roughing the passer, a shot to the head, and then to the face mask. And the guy on that's doing officials for Amazon last night says, oh, yeah, you got a call. Those are two penalties. Mike, we've been through – it's like a broken record. And I know those guys didn't want to get involved into the game. We don't want to – mess this thing up. We'll just go incomplete. What'd you think?
Oh, and this is something that dawned on me this morning. You know, when Tom Brady was playing and he would constantly harass and harangue the officials and whine and throw his hands out and get in their faces, you know what, Joe? That works. And Joe Burrow is too nice. Joe Burrow needs to get in their faces when they blow calls. And you look at that drive, it started with a missed face mask. If he had gotten on them from that moment forward, and you know how Brady is, he wouldn't have let it go the entire drive. He'd have been making comments to Cleet Blakeman, the referee, after every single play. And you know the end result? Cleet Blakeman would have been paying closer attention on that last play and might have seen it and might have been willing to throw it. Because the counter, you need to have the counter to that temptation to stick the flag deep in the pocket in that game-deciding moment, as we see officials do, especially when, if you throw the flag, in Baltimore against Baltimore, you still have to get to your car after the game. And, you know, we saw that moment in the Texas game 3-4 weeks ago where they started throwing bottles on the field, and all of a sudden they picked up a flag or threw a flag or whatever. They did whatever they had to do to placate the mob that was incited to, you know, throw bottles on the field and who knows what else. Those are human factors that come into play here, and that's why Burrow and all quarterbacks, you know, they say, oh, well, you're too young to get the calls. It's not a matter of age and experience. You got to do something to get in their head and get them ready to give you calls. And that's why what Brady did was so masterful, and Burrow needs to start doing it too.
We saw Baltimore's defense, and it's been a trouble week after week. Buffalo's defense got lit up by the Dolphins. Are the Chiefs in the AFC and Detroit in the NFC so much better than everybody else right now? That's the easy Super Bowl pick?
And yeah, I agree with you. And we've had the Lions at number one in our power rankings, and they are very formulaic and objective, and we take many factors into account, and it's a slow process and has to cook overnight before we can get to the numbers. But anyway, I still think Chiefs-Lions at a neutral site, it'd be hard to pick against the Chiefs. And the big winner last night, and Chiefs fans don't want to hear this, but the big winner last night was the Chiefs. Because if the Bengals don't make the playoffs, the Chiefs don't have to come across them.
Oh, good point.
And we've seen Joe Burrow and the Bengals play the Chiefs well. There is one active quarterback who has beaten Patrick Mahomes in the postseason, and it's Joe Burrow. And the only other guy who beat Mahomes in the postseason was Tom Brady. You know, Mahomes has been the starter since 2018. His worst-case scenario, his floor, is losing in overtime of the AFC Championship. And he lost there once to Brady and once to Burrow. They don't want to see Burrow. And, you know, the Chiefs say, oh, that's 3 years ago. But Burrow changes when he gets to the postseason. He welcomes those opportunities. And they've got the offense, I think, to exploit the Kansas City defense if they would get to the playoffs. And again, Chiefs have to be very happy every time the Bengals lose, because of all the teams in the AFC, the one I'd be worried about if I was a Chiefs fan is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I got to bring him back here to South Florida. Dolphins go up to Buffalo and play by far their best game of the season and still lose on a 61-yard field goal there at the end of the game. And everybody's kind of curious what the take was going to be now that they're 2-6, and they're like, nope, we're all in. We still feel good about this team. We're going to go out. We still think we can win a lot of games. Were you surprised, or did you expect that reaction from Mike McDaniel on behalf of Chris and Mike?
Well, I'm not surprised at all, because they have to do that. They can't throw in the towel. Look, I know Mike McDaniel got an extension, but do you really think there is no possible scenario by way of outcome to the season that would cause Stephen Ross to decide it's time for a new head coach? So they got to get out there and they got to keep trying. And when you look at the standings, there are 9 teams in the NFL right now with only 2 wins. One of these teams, maybe 2 of these teams, is going to rise up out of that mess and end up getting themselves into playoff contention. You're really not that far out of it. If you win some games, you get back in there. Now, it would help to win one game, just one, to start turning this thing around. And I actually think the Dolphins will win in L.A. on Monday night. I just feel like it's one of those correction weekends where the Rams really aren't a 4-4 team, and the Dolphins really aren't a 2-6 team. And I think this is one where the Dolphins have a level of desperation where they go get it, they get the 3-6, and then you start to try to build some momentum from there and win enough games that you can get into the postseason. Even if you're 1-done as a 6-seed or a 7-seed, at least you turned around a disastrous start and got in.
Oh, no question. And by the way, to your point, because I started with that this morning, like if they beat the Rams, this is their thinking. We've got at home Vegas and the Patriots the next 2 games before Thursday night Thanksgiving game against the Green Bay Packers. We can get back to 5-6, and maybe at that point, according to what happens to everybody, they could be a game or two back with a lot of football games left. So I'm guessing they looked at everything after that Buffalo Bills game, health and everything else. But I agree with you, Mike. They weren't going to do anything except we got to win friggin' games, because I do agree this owner is going to be looking at the amount of money he spent in the offseason, and he wants to see what he's getting from this group after he was told, we think we got a chance to take the next step. They better get close to it.
And he said himself with the Super Bowl team. He said it before the season. He wrote the check, and the check's bouncing all over the place right now.
Yeah. a lot of bouncing money out there. There's no question about it, boy. Oh, gosh. Hey, real quickly, too, while we're talking about trade, going back to trade deadline here real quickly. Were you surprised? I heard Mike Williams come out and kind of take another jab at our guy Aaron Rodgers. Like, everybody knows who got me out of there. Was it the coach? It was Aaron Rodgers. It never stops. But what's Mike Williams got left in the tank now that he's going to play with the Steelers? He just doesn't look like himself than what he was with the Chargers.
Well, you know, it's funny. We played the audio and the video of Williams talking to reporters. And as he was talking about Aaron Rodgers, one of his hands, like, straight up to his neck, like he was going to choke his vocal cords to keep him from saying anything about Aaron Rodgers. But, look, Aaron Rodgers didn't trust him, and Aaron Rodgers publicly blamed him, which I think was a BS move, publicly blamed him for running the wrong route on the final play offensively for the Jets in the Monday night loss to the Bills. But I think Williams can still thrive. It takes time to overcome that torn ACL.
Yes.
He didn't have opportunities in the offseason to get the right, and you've got to have the right chemistry with the delicate genius that is Aaron Rodgers. Say what you will about Russell Wilson, but Russell Wilson will embrace him. He will trust him. He will never call him out. He will throw him the football. We saw that the last time the Steelers played. Wilson started doing it more and more. Those beautiful rainbow throws, not just to George Pickens. He was throwing them to other receivers. So if they're going to single cover Mike Williams, which I assume they will, defenses will have the attitude of, this guy's got to prove that he's got something before we even think twice about devoting extra resources to slowing him down. Wilson is willing to throw you the ball and give you the chance to go get it and trust that you've got the athleticism, especially right. If it's a larger receiver, that you're going to go get the ball. And also, I think the Steelers like to prove points. I think the Steelers would love nothing more than to bring this guy in, fifth-round pick, use him right away, and have him make an impact. And I won't be surprised if on Sunday, when they play the Commanders, we see Mike Williams with an important third-down catch or two or a touchdown, something like that, to underscore the fact the Steelers got this guy for a pretty good deal.
All right, Mike, we've talking about the Dolphins coming back from two wins down here. That's the conversation. Can the Jets do it from three wins? Do they have the team to get back into the playoff hunt?
You know, last week during the Thursday night game, Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit were saying how when they met with Aaron Rodgers, he made this very compelling case of how they can win and win and win and win and win. And they did pull off a win against a Texans team that I think is fraudulent. At least based on what I saw last week, that does not look like a team that was 6-2 coming in. Yeah. Let's see what they do against the Cardinals, because I think the Cardinals, if they're able to run the ball against the Jets the way the Texans were, the Cardinals won't get away from it. The Texans, for whatever reason, didn't rise.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I had a very hot hand with Joe Mixon and instead decided to keep throwing the ball behind a very bad offensive line, at least as it was performing against the Jets. The Cardinals will keep running and running and running between James Conner and Kyler Murray. And they're basically at the spot where the Dolphins will be after Monday night if the Dolphins win. We got the first one. Can we build on it now? And I just think there's too much dysfunction within the Jets organization, top to bottom, to expect that they're going to get hot and get to the playoffs, which probably means they will get there. And then, you know, they'll get the last seed in like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers did in 2010 and run the damn table and win the whole thing. But that would be one of the biggest stunners of all time, because I just think the dysfunction there runs too deep.
Mike, before we let you run, we love to talk about quarterback play. We talked about how good Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson were both last night. I tell you, we saw the Josh Allen show ourselves up close again last week, and a couple runs he made were just phenomenal, along with the throwing the football. But Lamar Jackson just looks like you throw in not only the way he's throwing the ball, but his runs that he makes. He just looks like he's headed, and all the weapons he has. He looks like a front runner again for the MVP, doesn't he, for a third time?
Well, but remember, when the dust settles on the season, the quarterbacks of the two number one seeds in each conference end up being the de facto finalists. So the Ravens have to gain some ground and get to the top of the conference. Otherwise, it'll be Jared Goff if the Lions are the number one seed in the NFC. But Lamar's there, and this is what occurred to me last night. Every time Lamar has one of these big games, I wonder how many owners are quietly kicking themselves for not pursuing him when he was available, whether it's Stephen Ross, Arthur Blank. How many of these owners, and I think this was all reaction to the Deshaun Watson contract and the cold shoulder that the Haslams got and the quiet collusion that happens. No one wanted to pursue Lamar Jackson. No one wanted, and I don't think the two first-round picks, that's a no-brainer if you know this guy is going to play at the level he's played at. No one wanted to be that next owner that did that five-year fully guaranteed contract, something that the Ravens might not have matched. No one tried. They didn't even try. It's amazing. And when you consider the struggles that so many teams have at quarterback, you could have had Lamar Jackson for two first-round picks. And look at what he's been. MVP last year, and even if he doesn't win the MVP this year, he's the best quarterback right now in the NFL.
Yes, across the board. And again, you know, we talk about the throws. That run down the sideline looked like they got the angle on him. Next thing you know, he's down on the 1 yard, and just unbelievable. Mike, thank you as always.
And let me say one last thing.
Yeah,
that play speaks to a level of maturity that, you know, because it wasn't all out turn on the Jets.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Patrick Mahomes in that, where you're controlled and you're calm, and the game is slowed down, and he's basically Neo from the Matrix. That's what makes Lamar Jackson so good right now.
No, you're right.
That's great.
No question. Hey, Mike, thank you, bud. Really appreciate it.
See you guys.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning.
Do you need a guy to run in the NFL right now? That's the question, because, you know,
I think you do.
You're going to see two drop-back passers this game, the Dolphins game.
Right.
Stafford at 36 and 2.
No, there's different ways to do it.
Yeah.
There's been, you know, Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, was not a runner. I mean, it works a lot of different ways, but it is nice to know you got everything covered. Everybody's covered down the field. Pocket's breaking down. Third and 10, and you got a guy who can run 25 yards.
And that's the way. Look at Jalen Daniels. Look at
Caleb
Williams.
There's a bunch of those guys right now.
Coming out.
And then the bigger version, the guy, Josh Allen, who had two runs called back that would – somebody told me it was going to be over 40 yards on those two runs that got called back for
that
holding
21
calls.
That got called back, they showed the holding – that one, you know, that's one of those – you can. There's a few of those every game. You're like,
I sat
really?
Next to the Buffalo Bills front office, and they agree with you, by the way. Yeah, first thing they hit me with, they didn't agree with those calls. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.